Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Hey, Santi. Welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast, everybody. Hello. I am Steve Capo, whatever you want to call it. We go back and forth. Some of the Capo's really the Italian way. Capo's okay. Americanized, but doesn't matter. I'm your host.
You know what I've had that's what? Italian recently for the first time? What? I think it's pronounced affogato.
Would you have?
Affogato.
Avocado?
No, affogato.
Affogato. What's that?
Affogoto.
What the hell is that?
Affogato. It's like it's a gelato with espresso.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, what really? Italian what I am. Kind of,
yeah.
Wow.
What the
well,
hell?
Well, speaking of that, yeah. Did you watch the Netflix Blue Zones things?
Blue Zones, I did. The Blue Zone line. Yeah, where you live and you live longer.
About 20 years ago, I read that book. Yeah. But it's fantastic, right?
Yeah.
So we can cover that whole in this series today. We're going to cover the whole Blue Zones thing real quick because we're all into health and wellness too. And everybody should watch the Blue Zones on Netflix. It's short. It's about 4 episodes.
Yeah.
So I think it's Dan Bardet or whatever. You can look him up. I'll look him up for Blue Zones. We'll find him. But at the end, we'll mention his name.
Yeah.
Please give him props.
Yeah.
Great guy. So basically, he was finding the areas that had the most centenarians, most 100-year-old people, and wondering in those areas what they're doing. So there's a concentration of centenarians in certain areas, Okinawa, Sardinia, Greece, with Ichikari or whatever it is.
Somewhere in South America.
Place in California. Forget where it's called. My apologies. In these areas, they have an incredible amount of centenarians and people that are just super active until they're, you know, all the way through. And then in Costa Rica, do you remember the one in Costa Rica with the guy? So in Costa Rica, they have these centenarians. He goes in there and he goes, hey, I'm looking for a centenarian. Goes to this guy that's working on a farm. Yeah. It's supposed to be in this area. And the guy's on a horse, but he goes, I'm the centenarian.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, what are you talking about? They had to go to the courthouse and find out if he's really 100. Yep. This guy is herding sheep and doing all this stuff. He's on a horse. He's running around. Like, he's up at 4 in the morning working.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. The guy's 100 years old. But basically, the key to being to longevity, it's not pills. It's not supplements. It's not all this stuff. Number one, have a purpose. Very important. So if you retire, you still have a purpose. You still have an something you want to do, whether it's Okinawa, whether it's gardening, whether you're going to church in Sardinia, whether you're, you know, whether Okinawa, they're making a there was a wood maker, right? You just have a purpose. You feel like you're contributing to society, which is key.
Yeah,
that's the big deal. 99% they're eating vegetarian meals, right? So they
like
only
plant-based.
Eat meats on special occasions. So their day-to-day life is like Sardinia. They're eating the minestrone. You're eating beans. You're eating vegetables. You're eating, you know, he thought like, oh, pasta, they got to be eating all these bad carbs in Sardinia, but they're actually eating sourdough bread, which contains yeast, which lowers the gluten and the glucose level, stunts that. And then they eat their pasta al dente, which is less.
The best way to eat the pasta.
Yeah, best way to eat the pasta, my friend. Which creates less glucose in the body. So, and then they have great friendships, but they don't work 24/7. They'll work in the morning. They'll take naps in the afternoon.
Yep.
And they hang out with friends. And they drink wine. They drink alcohol. Remember the lady from Greece? They were like, what's the best tea? They were drinking herbal teas, which are great. Red wine. That's the best one.
I remember.
So those are really the big keys. You want a long, healthy life. And the other one is eat only 80% full, right?
80%
don't
full. Yeah.
Glut.
That's
no gluttony. Don't fill
here.
Too
we
much.
Should, we should all do.
Yeah, we eat way too much.
Yeah,
way too much, and then we can't. And then the digestion is the worst. It's awful. It's very hard on your system. So eat until you're only 80% full. Have a purpose. Stay connected to something. Stay connected socially to friends. Don't be lonely. Activity was Sardinia was great because they were just walking to church, but they're up mountains. Their elevation was great.
Yeah.
So you're always using your heart rate a bit. You're always in kind of maybe a zone 2 workout, so you always want to be active. Active, active, active. Those are big keys. It's not extremes, right? So you don't need to be, you know, an ultra marathon runner, or, you know, you don't need to be running 100 miles a week or whatever. That's overuse.
Right.
I think there's a fine balance between activity and overuse, and that's what you need to find. You need to find the balance between, again, it's always moderation, between too much alcohol,
right,
not enough activity, too much activity, being lonely, not being connected. I was making a joke with Maria. I said, I was looking at this Blue Zones thing. I don't see one couple together. I see them all with you know, friends and sisters. And I'm like, where's the couples? Who's outliving and outlasting everybody else?
I remember one thing in that show, the documentary, they're talking about stress. You have to have low stress. So, you know, maybe couples cause high stress. Maybe a little bit low stress.
Are you kidding me? It's sheer bliss. There's no stress.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
But that's true. They have stress, but it's
but
low.
It's low stress.
Right? Like when in Sardinia, when they're working, when they're herders and goat herders, it's stress, but it's low stress.
Yep.
The other thing that he was talking about, the author of Blue Zones, and we'll find at the end here, racket sports, right? He was talking about, right?
Yeah.
6 to 7 years longevity. Yeah. So that's a great ad for the Strand. You will live 6 to 7 years longer if you do a racket sport. And I think it's just similar to cross-country skiing, right? Because you're using your legs and your arms.
Yep.
Like swimming. Yep. If you're using only a sport that uses one side of the extremity or just your upper body or lower body, it's not as effective. So you're doing a racket sport. It's not high contact. It's aerobic.
Mm-hmm.
So huge. What else? What other great topic in that was great? I bought actually, I'm crazy. So I bought the Greece honey, the Greek honey. Greek. You know, the Ichikar or whatever. I ordered it.
Yeah.
Had it.
It's good.
I didn't know, and this is a great little piece with honey, that you don't want to heat it, right? Because it kills the great properties in it. So if you, they said, remember, if you have tea, let it cool, then put the honey in it, let it cool a little bit so it doesn't ruin it. So I'm enjoying my tea.
Yeah.
I feel younger already, my
All
friend.
Right.
Enjoying my honey.
That's awesome.
So those are really big keys. I wanted to go over that because, you know, we're at the Strand here. We're all about community, and I really realized about this place is we're not just providing athletic sports, like we said. It's the community. People have a purpose. They love being here. They meet friends. They have a community. They go out afterwards. We're providing one of those Blue Zones, which is huge. We're providing two of them.
Yeah.
Athletics.
Yep.
Bonding. Yep. Community. And I think a third, a purpose. It gives you a purpose.
Yeah.
We've even employed people that have been retired. And now they feel really purposeful coming in. They said, you've given me a purpose here. And that's the greatest thing, to get up and to have a purpose, say, wow, I'm actually helping people and doing something. And then those people coming and go, well, I want to meet my friends. I want to connect. I'm having a great time. Let's go out for a drink afterwards. So I like to think we're creating a little Blue Zones here ourselves. I like to think in 30 years we have a few Centurions playing over here. Wouldn't it be great, Santi?
I'd be very worried.
You'll be
worried.
I get worried about insurance.
Falling over. Somebody's
You're such
Get hurt, please.
That's all you're worried about. Like, these Centurions are going to fall and hurt themselves. Well, a little side note on that.
Great.
Wasn't it great when
they had pickleball in that
in the one in San Diego or whatever?
Yeah, the lady, she brought
Los Al. What was it? We got to look this up.
Los Gatos.
Santi, talk to. Let's see the Blue
Zones. Yeah, there's pickleball over there.
Blue Zones.
And this lady brought pickleball to the area. And she was like 83.
She was 87.
Yeah, 80 something. And she was doing pickle. She helped people learn. And then now, that's probably when pickle parlay started, you know, or started getting popular. But she brought it over there, the community.
Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. We'll get it. I got Ichikaria, Greece. Okinawa, Japan. Loma Linda, California. That was it.
Loma Linda.
Okay. Loma Linda, Sardini, Italy. That was it.
Yeah.
And then remember, he started to create his own Blue Zones. You remember, he went to Minnesota, went to town, and said, well,
try to
educate people. Let's do all this. And he creates life expectancy. So you can create a Blue Zone. We'll create the Strand Blue Zone.
Yeah.
We'll have a little corner. You can. And again, eat in moderation. Try to eat, you know, 80% vegetarian. Not forcing everybody not to eat that. Not to eat meat.
Right.
Have a purpose. Do something athletic.
Right.
Have friends. Be social. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to talk about that Blue Zone. I thought it was so great.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, hey, yeah, we got a little Blue Zone here. Even the court is blue.
The court is blue. The walls are blue.
The balls.
Everything's blue.
And that's
the
perfect.
Pickleball lines are blue.
Pickleball lines are blue. The curtains are blue.
We're gonna our own
everybody try to create a little Blue Zone in your life. Thanks, guys.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.